This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross.
Local man, watching all the fish swim away. He no work, he just sleep and play. Sitting here on the sand.
Three folk music groups from the 60s reunite for a concert that will be broadcast live on public television. That's the premise of the satire A Mighty Wind, now out on DVD. The movie proved so appealing and successful that many of the film's performers subsequently went out on a live concert tour. Our guest Harry Shearer co-stars as the bass player and bass singer of the trio The Folksmen. The two other members of the group are played by Christopher Guest, who also directed and co-wrote the film, and Michael McKean. These three actors also starred in the heavy metal mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap. They first performed as the Folksmen 18 years ago and have even opened for Spinal Tap, delighting some people in the audience and confusing others. Here's a song from the soundtrack CD of A Mighty Wind, a song that isn't included in the film but which they perform on stage, the Folksmen's cover version of a Rolling Stones hit.
If you start me up, if you start me up, I'll never stop. If you start me up, if you start me up, I'll never stop. I've been running hard, you got me ticking, gonna blow my top. If you start me up, if you start me up, I'll never stop. You make a grown man cry, you make a grown man cry, you make a grown man cry.
Let out the oil, the gasoline, I walk smooth, she's a mean, mean machine.
If you start it up, pick on the starter, give it all you got.
When he's not playing a bizarre musician in the movies, Harry Shearer also does many of the voices on The Simpsons, including Mr. Burns, Smithers, and Ned Flanders. And he hosts Le Show, a public radio program of political and cultural satire. Terry Gross spoke with him recently and asked him what groups the Folksmen are modeled on.
The Folksmen is a trio. We're hirsute in all the wrong places. We fancy ourselves probably the most purist of the second or third wave of folk acts that actually hit the charts. Everybody in this film is of the era of folkies that actually were trying to make hit records as opposed to going down and recording field hollers in Alabama. So we look down on probably on everybody else in this film. The obvious guess that most people make is Kingston Trio, but there's a little bit of Peter, Paul, and Mary in this. There's a little bit of Brothers Four, although we're missing a brother. Groups like that, you know. We're trying to straddle the line between good timey and, no, we're really saying something, but of course we're really saying nothing. And it's not that good a time.
No. As you were saying, the Folksmen just, you know, think of themselves as like the non-commercial band, the more real folk band, mm-hmm. And they do.
And of course, the public agrees with them,
right? So I thought we'd play two versions of a song that you co-wrote called "Never Did No Wanderin'." Mm-hmm. We'll have the Folksmen version, and then we'll have like the more commercial version.
the toothpaste commercial.
Yeah, the new Main Street Singers. But first, tell us the story of writing the song.
Well, the writing process was really, as every other part of the process of making this movie, totally different from the normal Hollywood scheme. Chris, being the director, didn't have a list of songs he needed and then call us up and just go, I need this, 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 and this, and we did it to order. We really were like kind of making up the songs based on what we thought, you know, groups needed and what was funny about this kind of folk music. So Michael McKean and I were at my house one day, and I dug up an old record of the Hootenanny program. It was a primetime series on ABC featuring folk music. That's how commercial it got. Hosted by that old folkie himself, Jack Linkletter. And we were listening to a track by, tell me how folky this group name sounds, The Yachtsmen. And something in the song triggered us to start saying, you know, we need a song about rambling. Everybody's got a rambling song. We need, that's one of the great cliches of folk music is rambling. I've been rambling. I've been going here and there. And I started doing a little bass riff, and Michael and I started playing, and then we just thought, you know, the comic twist on this is a guy who never did no rambling, never did no wandering.
Okay, which leads us right into the song. So first the Folksman version, the pure version, and then the commercial sellout version, the New Main Street Singers. And this is from the soundtrack of A Mighty Wind.
My mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all. Wandering. My mother was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a lonesome freight or the singing of his driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering.
That's two versions of Never Did No Wandering, co-written by my guest Harry Shearer, one of the stars of the new folk music mockumentary, A Mighty Wind. Did you ever go through a folk music period yourself?
Not really. Christopher played folk music. Christopher played bluegrass as a youngster, which is, I guess, one of the purest forms of folk and or country music. It just really relies on very good playing. Among other things. But I remember this music sort of swirling around me when I was in college, but I was sort of a diehard Frank Ella Mel Torme guy. So I'd hear this music, and every once in a while I'd hear like a weird chord in a Kingston Trio song and go, they've been listening to the Hi-Lows. But aside
right.
from that, you know, this wasn't my music.
Well, the New Main Street Singers have some very Hi-Lows kind of harmonies.
Yes, they do. Well, John Michael Higgins, who performs as the leader of it and is also the vocal arranger of that, has that kind of ear. He grew up listening to, he said to me once, as the first person who ever said to me his experience being the same as mine, I just listened to arrangements. If I heard a good arrangement, I didn't care what kind of music it was. So he has this ear for great arrangements, and he just throws all these sixth and seventh chords in where they don't belong just for the fun of it.
Well, you weren't used to singing folk harmonies. I mean, that's not the kind of harmonies you'd sing in Spinal Tap.
No, but, you know, they're sort of in everybody's head, I guess, or at least they were in all of our heads. That wasn't nearly as much work as, you know, everybody in this movie, or almost everybody, either picked up a new instrument or had to relearn. Gene Levy hadn't played a guitar in 30 years. Higgins had never played a tenor guitar. Catherine O'Hara had never played the auto harp, and Parker Posey learned the mandolin for this movie, so... there was a lot of picking and learning going on, and you know, a lot of trust by Christopher to believe that everybody would, because he recorded the music live in the concert sequences, to believe that everybody would be ready on that day to be in concert form. It's emblematic of the trust he showed us all through the making of the picture.
Okay, time for another song. Here's another song by the Folksmen, and this is called "Old Joe's Place," and this is the song that actually charted for them.
This is our hit. It got to number 17.
You co-wrote the song. Tell us about writing it.
This was, I think, one of the first Folksman tunes we wrote when we did this piece on Saturday Night Live, and the premise was this washed-up folk group was, for some reason, getting a chance to appear on Saturday Night Live. And so you see them backstage before the show trying to decide whether they should do their Spanish Civil War song or some, you know, song about a real tragedy, a train wreck in a coal mine. You know, keep keep resisting the idea of doing the obvious song, which is the only one everybody's ever heard of us. And then, of course, we get on stage and do All Joe's Play. So that was the gag. And it's a typical kind of good-timey folk song where every time the chorus comes around, it gets longer.
It struck me as very Burl Ives.
Yeah, I guess so. It's Burl something.
Okay, this is The Folksman with my guest Harry Shearer. Old Joe's Place from the soundtrack of the folk mockumentary A Mighty Wind.
Whenever I'm out a-wandering, chasing a rainbow dream, I often stop and think about a place I've never seen,
where friendly folks can gather and raise the rafters high
with songs and tales of yesteryear until they say goodbye.
Well, there's a
puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at Old Joe's Place.
Now folks come by around evening time as soon as the sun goes down. Some drop in from right next door and some from out of town.
Pick it.
A puppy
in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket that a Navajo wove. There's popcorn and a popper and a porker in the pot. There's pie in the pantry and the coffee's always hot. There's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at Old Joe's Place.
That's Old Joe's Place with my guest Harry Shearer, doing bass voice and playing bass as well. It's from the soundtrack of the film A Mighty Wind. What else did you listen to? You mentioned going back and watching old episodes of Hootenanny. What else did you try to immerse yourself in to prepare for your role, to get into character?
we watched, there's a wonderful documentary about the Weavers, which focuses around a Weavers reunion. And since we were going to be reuniting after a long absence, we all looked at that as sort of a template for, you know, the behavior of these guys. I listened to a lot of, I sadly, in my extremely eclectic and never surrendered LP collection, have a lot of folk records that I'd never had occasion to listen to till now. singing style and things like that. But in terms of character, it was, I did a little bit of research on guys in groups and just saw what their career trajectories were after the folk music scare, as Martin Mull calls it, evaporated, just to see, you know, how paths went before I kind of contributed my little bit as to what Mark Shubb, the character I play, what his life had been since the Folksmen broke up.
Well, Harry Shearer, it's been great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Terry, it's always a pleasure.